All my life, my focus was on men. I was born, I was a disappointment. He wanted a boy, you know, and I was a girl. I was forced into a marriage when I was 18. I was just completely ignored. When I saw your video, it helped me to look within myself. First of all, I got connected to my inner child. I lost count of how many times I did the inner child meditation. I'm a different person. I'm happier. I'm in love with myself. The work is just so amazing.
Mona, talk to me, my dear. It's now only been a few months. This is only just the beginning of the journey.
Look at my face.
I know, I could see such a difference. Can you just first start by telling me what was going on in your life around the time where you first reached out and you needed some guidance and help?
I don't know where to begin. So with my husband passing away in 2021, July 31st, just suddenly in his sleep.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. We were in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. And all the trauma bubbled up because all my life, my focus was on men, starting from my dad.
Yeah.
You know, so I was born, I was a disappointment. He wanted a boy, you know, and I was a girl. And at the age of 3 months, I fell in hot boiling water. Some kids were playing with me and I was burned completely in the back. And I used to be like on the bed, just crying my lungs out. Ugh. And nobody could like touch me or, you know, nurture me or anything.
That's
right. So anyhow, and then I was forced into a marriage when I was 18. And in between, they adopted a boy. Like they adopted a boy when I was 13 and a half years old. So I was just completely ignored. Okay, like nothing. And my mother hated me. So all that trauma which bubbled up, I just couldn't figure it out. It was like a volcano, like just ready to erupt. So anyway, I came from St. Thomas. I couldn't live there. Moved to Dubai. I knew a few people here. And still, like the same thing. I was like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I couldn't figure it out. And I was very like, I was suffocated. I felt choked. Then I came across your video on YouTube. And I could relate to everything you were talking about, trauma. And I started feeling like, oh my God, this is my calling. And I had to like come to Dubai to get introduced to you. And I kept watching. And I reached out to you. I'm like, you know, I am just, this is like you're talking to me and I need this. And I was just so thrilled. Even before joining like the Cycle Breakers program, just by listening to your voice, listening to your videos, the authenticity, the way like, I mean, I could just relate to everything you said. And I was like, this is it. I want to do this. And then I, of course, reached out and I listened to your videos about duality and all that. And I could see the victim in me. I'm like, oh my God, all that blame game. I was upset at my husband who died because, you know, of all what I did, like his aspirations became mine and all the inheritance and everything was just gone. And I was just mad. I was just mad at his soul. And I didn't want to live like that. I just did not want to live mad. I've been mad at my dad, my mom. I'm just so tired of being mad. But when I saw your video, it helped me to look within myself because my focus was all about
how other people have wronged you and sharing your victim story. And
absolutely.
This was okay, was, great.
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, just so victim that I didn't even know. I didn't realize that, oh my God, And when your videos, when I joined the Cycle Breakers, and in the modules, when I saw the duality videos, and like the other, the authentic self or whatever, like all the videos, oh my God, this is, and then I could be like, I was like a little brat, you know, of course my emotional needs were not met. And you know what I learned? I learned, first of all, I got connected to my inner child, which was, I didn't even know, like, you know, I didn't know it was her. I'd never acknowledged her. She was never acknowledged, neither by me nor my parents.
Right.
She was running the show.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
I realized that.
Until she finally got some attention from you so she can then finally rest. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Wow. But with your work in the Cycle Breaker program.
Hmm.
Oh my God. Day in, day out, I don't even know how many times. I lost count of how many times I did the inner child meditations. Mm. And I still do. But I mean, initially it was like, it was just helping me bring out, and I was just crying profoundly. And I was in the metro, and I'm like, just tears are just...
lots of tears to make up for when we start this type of work. There are a lot of uncried tears from our past that we have to kind of make up for. So it's a very, there's a lot of purging and releasing that happens to get us back into ourselves. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But the most important thing, oh my God, it was like opening the heart center for compassion. I had no compassion.
That's right.
Like zero. I was quick to judgment about even myself. Like I hated myself.
Yeah. You parented yourself the way you were parented.
Exactly.
It sounds to me like you shifting that wiring pattern. And just after a few months, you're starting to notice a difference. So what was the, you know, the biggest breakthrough that you experienced since just initially beginning with us?
It really started with the child rescue meditation for me. Okay, I could see, you know, my headphones on. I could actually, when you guide and when you talk, I could just literally feel it. I could feel I was there. I could feel touching her, hugging her, and rescuing her, literally. And that just like, it, that was it for me.
And
you know,
so what did you notice happen to you? Because it sounds like your husband died. It brought up all of these abandonment wounds and everything came up, and you went through a bit of a crisis and you left St. Thomas and moved to Dubai to try to figure it out. You started this journey. And what's been the biggest breakthrough for you after you've put this and applied the work?
Well, I'm a different person. I'm happier. I'm in love with myself. I feel like complete, like I wanted to latch on to a man because that's what I know. I had to give my power to my dad and to my first husband. Okay, literally, I thought I had to give him. And then even with Kevin, who passed away, it's very complicated. That got me really confused. What is love and what the
I thought love is just, I just have to give up myself in order to be, in order to have love. So what have you discovered in that process?
I have discovered to have a relationship with self. I don't hate myself.
Wow.
I've learned to love myself just the way I am. I've learned to be comfortable with those negative, so-called negative emotions according to the society, which I used to resist.
That's right.
I used to keep on being like, oh my God, why am I feeling that? I used to be, okay, so.
You made yourself wrong for having every negative emotion. Your fear, go ahead, your fear.
Yeah, so like I used to fear those emotions.
Right.
I used to feel like either scared or just low. I used to just go down for days.
You would judge yourself for it.
Yeah.
Which then doesn't make it better.
No. Oh, no, it made it worse.
That's right.
Because I used to create situations in which I got an opportunity to beat myself because I was just completely beaten out. So I took the role of my mom.
Towards yourself.
Yes. Wow. The hate. Yes, yes. Amazing. So with this, so with this work, I'm like, I'm just completely shifted.
Wow.
I'm the most important thing. Like, I feel that I'm in the present moment. I have never been in the present. I have never been. I don't even know, like, I'm telling you, like, I literally feel returning into my body, like my soul.
That's a really good analogy. I've used it a lot and I say it quite a bit. I say, it's kind of like your soul returning back into your body.
Yes.
That's exactly what this is. Yeah, when you do this, it's like your soul returns back into your body and comes home. You come home to yourself, and now you have the fundamental, most important relationship of all, because it always manifests in relationships, and we think, oh, they're the bad one, and they're the narcissist, and I'm... But then once you bring that soul back home, all of a sudden, you now have the fundamental relationship handled. Now, it gives a different context for how you show up in every other relationship. You speak your truth, you share your feelings, you have a boundary and you're able to express what you feel in that moment. So yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh my God, and confidence. It's like divine confidence.
It's not arrogance.
Yeah, exactly. It's not arrogance or it's not like getting power over somebody else or, you know, using, I don't know how to put it. It's like, it's coming directly from the source.
That's right.
Within.
It's not, I'm better than you. It's, I'm just as connected to divinity as anybody else. No better, no worse. We're all one.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to prove myself to anybody that I'm good. I don't want to please anybody. I don't want to prove anything to anybody.
That's this huge. Is,
God, I'm so free.
Wow.
Even in my sleep.
Yeah.
I used to feel that way.
Yeah. That's the little girl inside saying, I need you. I miss you.
Yeah.
I need some sort of trying to wake you up to say, hey, what about me? And you did it.
Oh my God.
So much love, Mona. I'm so proud of you. And if somebody was in that situation that you were in, or go back to how you were feeling before and you were so stuck there. Imagine somebody's watching this and they're on the fence about jumping in and becoming a cycle breaker. What would you tell them?
Oh my God, please do it. Do it for yourself. This is not only an investment in yourself, but for your children. Mm. Okay, and the generations to come. Mm. You cannot even put a price tag. Okay, so I have a son.
What has his experience been of you?
He thinks that I've abandoned him.
Yeah. That's what happens, unfortunately.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with your own stuff.
Yeah. But I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You were just, you abandoned you, not him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now he's going to see me like I'm healthier. I'm happier. I mean, I'm like just lit up and it's like 4 days. I can't wait. And he's going to come and actually see his mom for the first time. He's 28 years old. For the first time in his life, he's going to see his mom new and renewed, happy and healthy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh my God. The work is just so amazing. I have tried so much. I've tried so many things. I've tried therapy. I have tried all the holistic things, you know. I've listened to podcasts and I've read the books and I've listened, because I'm from Indian origin, so like all the gurus and the mystics and the sages, you know, it's very easy to say do this, do that, but when a person is in a place where I was, I want to know how. Just don't tell me do this, do that. I mean, yeah, it worked for you, but I want to know. I want to learn. Teach me.
And so what did you get out of this program that was different? Tell me more about that.
So the way the Cycle Breaker program is designed, the way you designed it, it's like step by step by step. Mainly it's about understanding yourself first. Instead of pointing fingers at other the way you explain, like you take the time to emphasize on like every point, that requires patience. And it's not like masses, you know what I mean? Like, oh, do this, and okay, meditate and sit with this mantra. And I'm not saying that's bad, okay? Right. Like, I used to sit with a mantra or something, you know, like somebody used to, like some sage or mystic or whatever, you know, guru, you call it, which are, they are beautiful people. Like, okay, do this, say, recite this mantra, right? But yeah, I used to recite the mantra. And, you know, I won't name the different institutions, you know, where they, you go and do the yoga and do this or, and meditate for a few. And then, you know, but it didn't do anything.
Right.
It's not like following the herd, and it's not like talking yourself into feeling good or faking it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Totally.
It's authentic. It's like, it's real.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. I really look forward to seeing where you take this work, because I can see you guiding other women who've been in your situation. You are one of millions who've been dealing with this exact same thing. So consider the possibility that you're here to be able to uplift others as well using the work. So thank you so much for sharing all that, Mona. What do you want
Thank
to say?
You.
What's the one thing you want to say, kind of like a conclusion around all of that?
If anybody's on the fence, oh my God, please don't even think about it. Don't even for a fraction of a second think about it.
Thank you, Mona.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Nima. Thank you. Thank you so much. There's not one day I bless and thank you. I don't miss it, you know.
Thank you so much.